Wonderful, and we are back. Let me take the opportunity to say good morning to all our viewers and listeners, and welcome to She Speaks for this beautiful Tuesday. It's the 26th, yes, the 26th day in the month of October, and we are grateful to be a part of it, be alive. This morning, of course, no stranger to us here in St. Lucia, and absolutely no stranger. Oh, look at her. She's so beautiful. She is such a gorgeous child, isn't it? You know, I have been blessed, you know, to meet with this young lady from a very early time. Well, I would like to say it's an early time in her pageant life. And she was just always so pleasant. So it is quite amazing for me to host her this morning as part of this amazing show as she gets prepared for another big venture along the lines of pageantry. Tyler, I would like to say good morning and welcome to She Speaks. It's an honor to have you. How are you?
Good morning and thank you for having me. You did actually start working with me ever since I turned 18, the yes. very same year that I turned 18.
I remember. Yes, I remember that was, you were going up for a pageant that was Miss St. Lucia at the time, innit?
Yes.
Yes, and that was 2016. It was 2016 yes, and you won.
Yes, I
do. There we go. I got this right. Okay, Tyler.
Yes, you got it.
You're still very young. We have a lot to talk about this morning. But we want to get a sense as to, you know, the foundation of all of this, the groundedness. You're from a lovely little, where are you from?
Kathy Ishuzel.
All right. So yes, I was the one who think that I had it because I don't know. You know how we, and this thing happens around here. So I say Kathy. Did they make a mistake? Is it supposed to be Soufria? Because I've never heard of that little place. So you need to tell us a little bit about that little place that you were born and raised and you're so proud of, and what it is about that little space that you know, contributed to you and everything that you believe that it has contributed towards the person you are now.
I'm grateful that you're now able to understand the difference, and it's Kathy and not Soufria.
My apologies.
Yeah, not a problem at all. It's a unique area. You don't find many people in there, so I would understand why that would be a little difficult for you to remember.
Okay, take us into Kaffia with you this morning, because I think just by that I want to visit, or maybe I have visited and don't know. So let's walk us through Kaffia this morning. Let us understand what it is, where it is you're really coming from.
Yes, I actually come from a very close-knit family. However, I did begin my life with an extended family. Right. I lived with my grandparents, yes. Right. I lived with my grandparents, aunties, and of course my cousins. Mm-hmm. And eventually we all branched out. I now live with my mom, my brother, and my sister. And when I tell you we're a close-knit family, we really are a close-knit family.
Right.
I've always had the opportunity to interact a lot more with the elderly folks because they find some joy in me. I don't know why it is, but they do adore me. And right. I actually love communicating with them. There's so much you can learn from them. And my community, almost everybody is related in the area.
Right.
So it's like...
Oh, my.
So it's like, as you walk along the street, you get to interact with your very own family. And they always show so much support. And I think the reason why we're actually so close to each other is because of what my mom has done while I was growing up. While we were growing up, my mother always shared the sense of helping other people, regardless of what it is that you have or don't have. Because right. there are so many ways you can help people, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that you give them material things. Mm-hmm. But providing some form of support, some guidance, has always been something that my mom has been doing ever since I was a kid. And I believe this is where I actually got the passion for giving back and actually doing voluntary work. Like I mentioned, it may not always be tangible things. It can be intangible, but it's always appreciated to see the smiles on their faces after you've decided, okay, I'm going to do something for you. No matter how big or how small it is, I'm going to do that for you. And that is the bond I have in my community with everybody in my community. I can walk across the road and every single person will call me and they'll speak to me and we'll have a conversation. I will be passing like, mama, I'll be like, daddy. Like, everybody is like family to me. Even when those that aren't related to me, they treat me like family the same way. So in my little community, if you do ever decide to come along and come with me, everybody will be greeting you with bright smiles, be welcoming you some good mornings, good afternoons, good evening. And they'll always ask, do you need anything? Do you want anything? Because you're in the country.
Wow. Do you believe that more of that should be replicated or realized throughout? I mean, I know in my growing up, I can definitely relate to what you're talking about. I grew up under that sort of circumstances as well. And I think it really do host and mold us into great people. And more and more, we've been seeing a lot of people, we tend to elevate. Is that the word? We tend to elevate, yeah. And we move away from that sort of, upbringing, that sort of way of existing with each other. What is your take on that? Would you like to see more of that being replicated again? I should say again, because there was a time that the entire island, the Caribbean, this is how we all lived. So would you like to see that, a return of that kind of way of life?
What I knew St. Lucia to be before was that when you come to St. Lucia, it's like your home away from home. Right. So having that instilled within every single community all across the country would be a joy to see. Mm-hmm. Because there are times that I go to different communities and I would still greet people. I'd be like, good morning. And they look at you,
like you're lost.
Why are you telling me good morning?
Yes, yes.
And I would still do it because it's a part of me. It's something that I've grown up doing. And I felt like no matter where I go, I should at least share what it is that I know. And help pass down to maybe a little child who passes and they see me. And I even greet the kids. I didn't tell them good morning, because from me, they can learn that when you're walking next to a stranger, it's okay to say good morning. It's okay to say good afternoon. That alone can change so much in somebody's day. But for you to just think, okay, this person passed next to me and they smiled at me. They told me good morning. Yes. And that can change an entire feeling for a human being. So of course, yes, I would love to see that happening all across.
Absolutely. And it feels so good on your end as well. Just you, the one saying it feels so enlightening, so empowering. Just that little act, isn't it?
Yes, of course. And every single time I go back to my community, I ensure that I go back to the elderly folks especially. Some of them can't walk, some of them can. And I've seen them cry just to see me come back and tell them hello, because I have been away from home for a very, very long time. Right. And when I do go back to the South, it's like, oh my gosh, Tai Tai, Ti Tai. That's how they called me ever since I was a little girl. That's how they would call me. And knowing that I can actually pass that on, and knowing that I can actually share that with children, share that with older folks, anybody that I meet, is truly a blessing, because you do want to see those things happening, not only in this era, but so long after that as
That's
well.
Right. That's right. Now, before we go on to where you're heading, do you have any plans? If you've got anybody from Kafir that is locked in right now, I know there's a lot of them locked in right now, because that's just that's just how they are, Their girl is going
that's
up.
Right.
The little princess is going off, and she's going to be on the show this morning. So their support system is there and it's strong. What are some of the things that you hope to what's some of the plans, some of the things, some of the ways that you wish or you might have in mind to give back to your very own little cafe or to contribute to their own development? If you are so moved in the future, or you are guided, or you have been blessed in some sort of way, how would you utilize the passion that you have for the place, and in terms of, helping it to grow or to move on?
That is something that has already been happening, and it's actually in motion at this moment. Along with my mom and myself, we're actually trying to assist, especially on our field. We do have quite a few young men and young women who are very passionate about sports, not only football, but also cricket. So my mom has been very much involved in this for quite some time, and now she has a much wider opportunity to assist. And I'm taking the initiative to also assist her in that department.
Wow.
And I do have quite a few young ladies who've already asked me when I get back, so we can at least start some walking classes, some mentorship. And that is exactly what I'm going to do the moment I get back to the South.
That is beautiful stuff. Now, Tyler, of course, you have to, life is taking you places. And as much as you would like to spend the rest of your life in your little community and give back in that way, life has definitely called you to do other things on a broader scale for St. Lucia, which in turn is going to benefit Kafir. So let's take it out of Kafir now, and let's head back up to where you... No, I need to take a break. Let's take a break first. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll move out of Kafir, and we'll go to your entry into the world of pageantry and your dreams and where you're heading now with this. All right. A word from the Bank of St. Lucia, Court St. Lucia, and Dermalogics Clinic, and we will be back with Tyler. Those of you who are not yet on, maybe you should just send a link. We on our Facebook feed. We live there at the official page of Radio Caribbean International. You can definitely share this up with someone this morning, you know, on the radio. Tell them to lock in right now, and we're coming right back. Yolinda Charles, I see you. Solange James, I see you. We'll be back shortly.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Breast cancer is perhaps the world's most commonly diagnosed cancer. However, access to information on breast health education and affordable medical care continues to be a challenge. That's why we at Courts have joined in on the fight against breast cancer with various organizations in the OECS to promote awareness and provide information on early detection. For the month of October, a part of the profits from your purchase made at all Courts brand stores to include Courts, Courts Radio Shack, Courts Optical, and Courts Ready Cash will go towards a donation to a local and designated cancer organization. Every bit counts, and we need your help. Together, we can fight to promote breast health, improve early cancer detection, and ensure access to quality care. Shop with our Courts brands today. We're counting on your support.
Problem skin should not be a problem. Melanopeel's medical-grade cosmeceutical and acneceutical skincare effectively clears discolorations, melasma, and acne. Visit us to learn more.
Clear skin is possible with Melanopeel.
Get it exclusively in St. Lucia at the Dermalogics Medical Laser and Facial Aesthetic Clinic, located in Rodney Bay at the Providence Medical Center on the same floor as Lucilac.
And welcome back. For those of you who are just joining us here on the on this program this morning, my name is Maureen and you're locked on to Radio Caribbean. And it is She Speaks, and our guest this morning is Tyler Teofan. I just always mix it up. I've been doing it from 2016, and here I am today again, still saying Teofan. What's the correct pronunciation for your last name? Are you there?
So it is okay. It's actually
Teofan. I keep saying Teofan. And I remember we had that discussion since 2016, innit? I'm not good with that, but it's all good. It's all good. Right. So, Tyler, you entered into pageantry, but that was when I met you in 2016. That was not your first stint at this. You had taken part in childhood pageantry before and stuff like that. Tell us about, you know, your entry into this. Where did it start? Talk to us.
Of course. I do remember that you were questioning me about my purpose in regards to how I plan to give back to St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh,
before
yes.
I even get, yes. But before I even get into that, I must admit that I had my views on actually joining this pageant. I wanted to take a step back, because I felt like I was just in a position where I recently got promoted in my job. And right. I knew that this pageant required a lot more discipline and responsibility. So it needed me to separate myself from a lot of things. For example, my family and my friends a lot of the time. And I know that with getting promotions, you typically want to give your best because you've just started off. You don't want to ruin that for yourself.
Right.
So I had to take a step back and consider what is it that I would be losing and what is it that I was gaining and how can I balance the two? That way I do not find myself in a situation that where I'm at any loss. And I managed to do that. I am very, very proud. And I have to admit that I'm proud of myself that I was able to manage that.
Absolutely.
When I got the call, I told them that, you know, I probably need to decide whether or not it's even the right time for me to do this. They told me to give it some thought. I was like, okay, I sat with my mom, mm-hmm. and she was telling me, tell her the last time you were ever on stage was like 4 years ago. Right. I know you miss doing it. So she brought back all of those memories. And then after some careful consideration and planning, I said, okay, fine, I'll go ahead and I'll give it a shot.
Right.
However, the week before the show, I was completely hoarse. I had no voice. I could not have spoken. They tried calling me. I even had an interview with them, and they were like, I'm so sorry, I can't even hear what you say. And I'm like, it's okay. I mean, I'm sorry myself, because I had no idea how I lost my voice.
Right.
But 2 days before the show, my voice came back, and I was like, okay, maybe that is a good sign.
Right.
That is a sign that I can actually get something done, even when I don't feel at my best. So I went on that night, I gave it my all, and I, believe you me, I had fun.
Right.
It brought back so many memories, and that was just the time of my life. However, I did understand that this pageant did not only entail a beauty aspect of it, mm-hmm. it also included the purpose aspect of it.
Right.
And the purpose speaks for itself, which was like a charity aspect of things.
Right.
I don't know if you remember.
I remember very well.
A couple years ago, I invited you to host a show that we had in the South, which was called Impact.
Yes.
Where we were trying to assist a family. Yes.
Yes.
We tried to raise funds for a family so that we can provide some funding to them.
Yes.
And that was even long after I completed my pageantry.
Yes, the pageantry. And I remember that distinctly. No, I will stick a pin there for a moment and say that to you. In my interaction with you from then, although we connected on a pageantry level, which is when I was exposed to you, it's always been for me, I have always seen you on the humanitarian side. So my attachment on my views when I think of Tyler, you know, not for any want of downplaying the pageantry side, but it's always been when I hear Tyler, it's in alignment with humanitarian and this sort of work, you know, this it's definitely something that is part of who you are, because that's what
yes,
I connected with.
That's right. And I am very grateful for the fact that when I reached out to you, you did not hesitate to assist. You knew that when I spoke to the purpose of what I was doing,
yeah.
it was really to raise funds for an entire family mm-hmm. and actually give back to them, because they're a struggling family and the mom isn't able to work. So we tried to put together hampers with all the donations and all the funding that we got from that event. We passed it over to the family. And we know that it really did help, because school was reopening. They needed to get books. They needed to get themselves sorted in order for them to prepare for the new school term. And I must admit, this is actually the step that I'm continuing with my Beauty with a Purpose Hair
yes.
from the Schools.
Right.
So with this opportunity, yes, I did take the opportunity to give back in a much wider way.
Right.
This year, we will be giving back to another family where we can actually wow. help them get a home for themselves. Actually try to get the mom a job and actually remove the family away from the situation that they're in currently. So a couple years ago, when I did not have as much support, and all I did was go ahead, ask for some help here and there,
mm-hmm.
and I did get the help, and I'm extremely grateful for it, and I know the family is grateful too.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm actually in a position where I can give back so, so, so much more.
Right.
And understanding that if I do get the opportunity to win that part of the pageant, I will be able to give back to more families and not just this one family. So
wonderful.
I'm really looking forward to expanding the knowledge and sharing with them what is it that I can do for them,
mm-hmm.
and sharing with St. Lucia what I can do for them if I'm able to complete my journey with this entire family.
I love this. You know what? I'm tempted now to ask Tyler. the pageantry seems to have been creating a lot, smoother avenue in which you're able to execute the things that seems to be the bigger passion in you, which is the purpose part of it. Am I picking up on this right? Is the passion for you in this pageantry, or is it the opportunity that pageantry gives you, though, to the platform, the stage that it gives you along the line of executing what it is you really is your real passion is giving back? Talk to us about that and explain to us how it does.
It is a little tricky, because when I first started off, I was extremely passionate about pageantry itself.
Right.
I loved being on stage. I loved the whole presence of things. When I came on stage, I loved the it factor of being pow. I loved this. But
right.
as I grew older, like I always say, I learn from my different experiences.
Wonderful.
And seeing my mom always giving back whether it be that the young boys are cutting coconuts from her coconut tree and coming back to sell it to her, she would still buy it from them.
I do.
She would still buy it from them because she knew that they were just trying to make ends meet for their family.
Right.
And that was just them showing that I'm trying to work some way somehow.
Right.
And with that, pageantry to me is not just about being on stage anymore. It's more about the fact that I can actually give back. Because right. I love being able to do some things for people, whether it be something small or something big. I love being able to give back to people. Like I was saying yesterday, I don't even know how I'm going to tell the people thank you to all the people who supported me. Because mm-hmm. saying thank you alone to me is not enough. I feel like I still need to give back in a much wider way. And they've told me that just being able to represent St. Lucia and doing my best would be enough. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like it's not going to be enough. So right now, having this platform and being an ambassador for youth mm-hmm. and being an ambassador in a place where I can actually give back in one of the biggest ways ever,
mm-hmm.
I am extremely grateful. And now that I'm seeing my growth, I understand it's not just about pageantry for me. It's also about the humanitarian aspect of things. And I am truly grateful that I got to see that side of myself as I grew in pageantry.
That is amazing stuff. Now, Tyler, that is you and your gift. And we've all been given different tools to be able to execute our purpose on the face of the space. So this is Tyler's own. And Tyler is definitely realizing hers. How do you believe, as a community, as a nation, as an island, who is in turn, if we get it right, will be adding our own voice and our own positive influence onto the rest of the world, and that's how we make changes, positive changes, to create a more, conducive space for us to all exist, coexist in. How do you see the rest of the people? How can persons around you now, probably you have one innate ability, somebody else might not have that, but they have something else, how do you see us as a people coming in together, playing upon the different strengths that we have into, creating that whole and making that space, that realizing that dream?
Take, for example, we have arts and we do have sports.
Mm-hmm.
Two things that we have in St. Lucia that we usually struggle with moving forward in. However, when we do move forward, there are so many ways that we can give back. For example, if you're a dancer, you understand that there are some youth within your community. Take that opportunity to teach them. They may not be the best dancers, but within that time, they're actually using their mental, they're using their brain. So just because you're occupying their time with something that is outside of probably them sitting alongside the road or just gallivanting all across, they're actually learning something. And I noticed when we do have those little seminars, for example, a dance group, you always get an aspect of it where they sit with those students and they actually give some knowledge back. They share experiences, they listen, and they try their best to help them in whatever department it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying if you do understand your talent, you've found your talent, allow your talent to form and build your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like I mentioned in dancing, let's take it off with sports. You've gotten to a point where you are great at the sport. You can now teach other people how to play that sport, as opposed to allowing them to just gallivant all around the place, go in the sun for no apparent reason. But you're going in the sun for some reason now because you're playing a sport and you're actually enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing that I have a talent and I can give back with my talent, not only teaching them the sport,
right,
but using my knowledge and also guiding them in a sense that I'm removing them from trouble. I'm removing them from any difficulties that they're facing.
Right.
Because I know a few persons that when they do play a sport or when they do dance, it helps them free their mind. Because you never know what anybody is going through.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always say whenever you have your talents, whenever you've understood your talents, share your talents, that way you can form a purpose.
Right.
And that's why I always say go back to your anchor. If you feel like you're losing yourself too, go back to your anchor. Understand your talents and then share your purpose.
Absolutely. Now you have completed studies along the line of environmental. You hope to become an environmentalist.
Yes.
There we go again. Now tie all of this in to your study base and the foundedness of why it is you decided this is a field that you wanted to explore.
So I actually didn't start off with environmental studies.
What did you start off with?
I was somebody. I actually started off with theater and music because I did enjoy those things. I started off with a science base, general base, I should say, because I did a little bit of business, I did a little bit of science, and I also did a little bit of theater as well.
Right.
But when I got a little older, I understood that when I gave back, I would always find myself wanting to clean up. I would find myself wanting to join cleanup campaigns.
Right.
I remember doing some posters. I remember doing some posters and walking around and saying, we have to clean up. And then from there, I was like, okay, I know that I love theater because I'm always on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I love getting a little bit of business because I love managing things. I love making things, making sure things are organized.
Mm-hmm.
But I also did enjoy making sure that everything was done right, especially for our environment. So when I got to A-level, I wasn't even able to actually begin environmental studies because I had not done enough sciences when I left secondary school.
Right.
So I told them, what is it that I can do within my first year? So by my second year, I would be able to complete my courses. So they told me that you can do geography. I'm like, yeah, I'm down to do geography. So after my first year at A-level, I got the opportunity to complete geography. And when I got to year two, I was like, okay, so y'all said, if I do geography, I can get to do environmental studies in year two. They were like, are you sure you want to do this? This would be that you have to complete year one's duties and also year two's tasks within 1 year. I told them, yes, I'm going to do it because that's what I want to do. And I was actually able to get my associate's degree in environmental studies by my second year, completing both year one and year two in 1 year.
Wow.
So believe me, I understood within that time that that was my passion. In as much as I now see that I have multiple passions, but when it comes to different areas, I know that if we're talking about the environment, I got you.
Right.
If we're talking about pageantry, I got you. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about being a humanitarian, I've got you.
Right. So let's speak now because we're about to wrap up. And in wrapping up, what I want you to focus on for me or to share with us, you've also had the opportunity and privileges, even all now, where you influence the youth on a national stage. You're involved with the youth. You're involved with something with youth. How do you see? Yeah. How would you encourage them? How would you? First, I want you to tell me what is your thought? What is your stat? What in terms of the status of where our young people are? I think you are very much in a place because you're one of them, but you're also doing your thing and you get to interact with them as well on that kind of level. So where do we stand as far as our youths are concerned? What's your position on where we at as far as our young population is concerned? And how would you encourage them, to become better contributors if you think there's a need in that area? How do you encourage them to push past what it is they might be holding themselves back in terms of making their contribution, because you're making your contribution on so many different levels and you're just a young lady just like any one of them. So I would like you to give them a little guideline, because it's possible and you are living proof that it's possible. So maybe they'd listen from you instead of listen to us, the big hardback ones, because you're right there and they can relate. So talk to us. Quite a mouthful, but I think it's right along the line. You can.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
And amen to that. Hopefully they do listen and they follow the initiative that I'm trying to bring across. I have to admit, during this pandemic, it hasn't been the easiest for our youth, especially with employment. And let me tell you, the mental drain it has had on them. I must admit, they're going through a hard time. But what I like to remind people is that knowing your anchor is extremely important. That's where you want to start off, your anchor and your reason why. With youth, I've done a lot of mini seminars, not too big, not too large. And I would actually speak to them about understanding why it is that they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something good, it could be something bad. But as long as you understand why it is you do what you do, it helps you guide your tracks or your steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say you need to find your anchor, I'm going to use myself as an example. My anchor is my family. My anchor is my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm going through a hard time, whenever I'm going through something difficult, what it is, I go right back to my family. I speak to my mom. We have a very long conversation. She will tell me the things I know that I should be hearing and the things I already know about myself. However, within that moment, since I'm mentally troubled, I would not be able to tell myself those things and actually listen to myself.
Right.
So my advice to the youth is that the moment you feel like you're going through something, always try to find your reason why and always try to understand or find your anchor.
Hold on, Tyler, before you move on. We're wrapping up. That is all well and good, but you may have a mom. You may have your support system that is very much intact. We have a lot of our youths who don't have that support system or that place where they can go and say they're anchoring. Do you think, now that you're interacting with them, do you think that there should be a more defined space or body or like a backup for persons who don't have the parents or don't have the people, the mommies to run to when they need, and that anchor that you speak of? Do you believe that as a nation we should have a more defined body in place or you know, where persons like that can actually find? Because you're saying that this is very important at this time.
Yes, it is extremely important. And I have to agree that we need a body where we can actually have persons go to, I'm not saying a mental institution, but what I'm saying is a place where they can go speak to people. A lot of the times, your anchor may not be a human being. Believe me, it may not be a human being.
Okay,
sometimes people ask, yes. So your anchor can be different things. So for me, I was using myself as an example.
Right.
For me, I found my anchor. As I was growing up, I understood what it was that I needed to do to make myself feel better.
Right.
And another thing is that in order for you to get to that place, you first need to understand yourself and grow within yourself. Be comfortable in being alone. That way you can understand what it is that you need personally. Right. So sometimes we need to take a step back from the outside world and just visualize what it is that we want for ourselves. And then that can guide us into finding out what our anchor is and understanding what our reason is.
Right.
So these are the things that I used for myself, and hopefully it can be beneficial to other people. It can be a little strenuous and tedious trying to think about all of those things at once. But one thing you can also do is write. And don't be afraid to speak to somebody that you trust. If you don't trust anybody, take a step back and try to think about the people who have been the most supportive or people who actually tried to help you. Right. No matter how big or how small, these are the people you tend to go to, and they can actually guide you in the right direction. And again, feel free to reach out to me if you do need any assistance, because I'm always open to having conversations.
Wonderful. When is the pageant? When is the Miss World pageant? When do you live? When is pageant scheduled for? And you know, let us give you that support that we need to give you to send you off nicely. When is the pageant?
Okay. So I actually leave St. Lucia on the 20th of November, and the pageant is scheduled to happen on the 16th of December, 2021. However, like you mentioned, if you want to show some support in any way, shape, or form, there are many platforms that you can reach out to actually do that. Right now, we have some voting going on for all the Miss World contestants, and that would be on the Mobstar app. What you do is you download the Mobstar app, and every picture that I put, you create an account as well. You follow me at TYLERTHEOPHANE. And every photo that is posted of me, you can go ahead and like. That would equal a vote. So I have to keep posting so that you guys can actually like, and that would increase my chances of making it to the top 20 on the Miss World stage.
Lovely.
You can also follow me on Instagram at Tyler Theophan, TYLERTHEOPHANE, and also on Facebook, Tyler Theophan.
I love it. Tyler, you've got this. I mean, you're still very young, but your level of reasoning is so advanced. I must say that, you know, your purpose is great. And whether or not, you know, the fact that you've made it to that stage, and so many things can be banded on to that journey, I believe that it's all divine. And I only see some positive and great stuff coming from there. And hopefully you will continue to move on and keep touching lives and touching the world and, you know, spreading your own very little unique values and you know, what God has placed upon you to this world. We wish you the very best. We got to wrap up now. It's already 8 minutes after 11 o'clock. You see that? But we're going to continue to follow the movement because, like you said, if we just continue to stay updated with what's going on. Miss Universe, right? It's Miss World. It's Miss World, St. Lucia. We could also stick there to see what's going on. We could follow you personally, and we could definitely, we need you in the top 20. And we need to at least secure the top 20 for you, because I think what you've shared, your knowledge and your depths and the way that you look at life, your outlook on life, I believe it is meant to bless more than just St. Lucia. And I think that world stage is where you need to, you know, even, you know, I think you've done and you've been doing enough here in St. Lucia, and I think you will continue. But I really don't think I think that needs, especially now when we look at what we're faced with in this world, I believe that, you know, you have a lot more, your wings need to be spread a little bit even further, you know, in blessing, in what was, you know, innately passed on to you. But if it's meant like the God intended it, then that's exactly where it would be heading. So we just have to make sure that, hey, boy, if you're smart, you're going to stay on that train there. You see me? I love it. You have an awesome, awesome rest of the day, Tyler. Of course, we want to wish you the very best moving forward in all of your endeavors. And you know what? Like you said, you are doing your part, and at any time you need to reach out, you know I'm going to be here, and I'm sure RCI is going to be here, and I guess there's other St. Lucians who, you know, they have a role to play just to assist in what it is that you set out to do. We will be more than happy to do that. So I guess they'll be going and vote. St. Lucia, you guys need to vote now. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you again so very much.
We love you, girl.
Love you.
Absolutely love you. Bye, Tyler. So that was our guest this morning. That beautiful. You listen, the reasoning and, you know, her whole outtake on life. She's got a great purpose, like everybody else. You understand? And like she said, it's about realizing what your purpose is. And you know, I'm a big advocate for that. Realizing what your purpose is. It might not be on the stage of pageantry or humanitarianism. It might be somewhere else. But once you've realized it and you put effort into it, this is exactly what it looks like to us. All right? Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for locking in. It's a beautiful... Yes, I know, right? Yolanda said, beauty, brains, and poise. Maureen, please wish her the best from my family circle. I observed her on Straight Up last night. And from what I gathered, she has a formidable team working with her. Go forward with confidence, Miss St. Lucia. And I totally agree. Yes, Yolanda, that's true. And Arabella Fede, we will take a word from our partners as we wrap up today. She Speaks. And we look forward to next week when we'll have another guest sitting right on our screen, and we're getting to their world, as in the privilege of getting into the world. The Bank of St. Lucia, Court St. Lucia, and Dermalogics Clinic, thank you so very much for coming on board and supporting us.